first time I've seen an offering plate hit somebody. So nice to be back with you again.
很高兴又回来。
It's been a very interesting summer for me.
这个夏天对牧师非常的有意思。
But I'm feeling strong and excited about going into the fall.
现在他感觉很强壮，而且盼望着进入秋天。
And today we prayed for the students that you folks have a ministry with.
今天我们为这个学生们祷告。
We prayed for those 70 new students that are coming to the United States that we might be able to share with them our love and the love of God.
我们为那个UConn将要来到这儿的70个中国学生祷告，求神能够带领他们认识神。
A trivia question for you as we start today.
先问大家一个智力测验。
Do you know the most decorated American gymnast, you know who this is? This is the most decorated Olympic gymnast in America.
这是美国在奥运会上得奖牌最多的一个体操运动员，大家知不知道他是谁？
Someone said it. Shannon Miller, this is Shannon Miller. In the 1972 Olympics, she won four medals.
这个叫Shane Miller，他在1972年的奥运会上一个人得了四个奖牌。And
she said she, but none of them were gold.
但是没有一块是金牌。So
she said that she wanted to stay around for the next Olympics and win gold medals.
所以他就决心要再参加一届奥运会，然后得一个金牌。And
all the experts said, you can't do that as a gymnast. It's too hard to stay in shape for 4 years.
那些专家都觉得不可能，因为想要四年都保持同一个身材和竞技状态是很难的。But
in 1996, she led the United States team to a gold medal.
但是在下一届的奥运会，她真的就为了美国队得了一个团体的金牌。And
she personally won a gold medal herself.
而且她自己也得了一枚金牌。So
the question is, how did this happen?
这个问题就是，这个怎么发生的呢？
So I'm going to let you vote on which training process you think she went through.
所以就请大家来投票表决，看看哪一种训练方式是可行的。
The first training plan was eating Big Macs and supersized fries, watching countless hours of TV, 5 hours a day of social media, reading People's Magazine, and sleeping in late.
第一个方案就是你每天吃那些个汉堡、薯条、看电视、玩微信、看八卦，然后晚睡觉。
The second plan was starting early before the sun came up, eating healthy food, working out actually two times a day for 4 hours, weightlifting, watching videos, dedication, and 365 days of hard work.
第二个方案就是你太阳没起来，你就先起床，然后每天吃健康食品，上午锻炼四个小时，下午锻炼四个小时，而且还要进行各种运动，非常专注。
So how many vote for plan one?
有没有人觉得第一个方案会成功的？
Raise your hands.
举起手来。
All right, nobody. How about plan two?
第二个方案呢？
All right, it actually was plan two. You're very perceptive.
就是第二个方案。
But it was that type of dedication that helped her win the prize.
这个就是她得那个奖牌的基础。
I have a personal question for you as we start today.
今天还要问大家一个个人的问题。
What is the prize in your life?
你们人生中的奖赏是什么？
What do you think is the most important thing that you are striving for with your life?
你们人生中对你最重要的，你为之努力的是什么？
Every person in this room has a prize that you've set up in your mind.
其实在座的每一个人都知道自己有一个为之奋斗的目标。
Many people are just not aware of what that prize is.
但是不是所有的人都意识到他的奖赏是什么。
Let me help you discover that prize by examining three things.
所以今天就帮助大家去发现自己为之奋斗的奖赏是什么。
Where do you spend your time?
第一个指标就是你在什么上花的时间。
Where do you spend your money?
你在哪里花钱？
And what gets your heart beating faster during the week?
你一星期里面什么事情能让你心跳加快？
Those are the things that indicate what you think the prize is.
这三个指标就能告诉你你为之奋斗的这个奖赏到底是什么。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we see the heartbeat of the Apostle Paul.
哥林多前书第九章我们看到保罗他的为他心动的东西是什么。
And there's a real danger of looking at the Apostle Paul like he's some superhero.
如果你认为保罗是一个超级英雄，这个是很危险的。
You think in your mind, well, I could never achieve the heights that the Apostle Paul achieved.
因为这样的话，你就会认为你永远也不会达到保罗所达到的那标准。
But Paul was just an ordinary man.
其实保罗就是一个很普通的人。
Early accounts of him have him to be about 5'7 with poor eyesight.
有史书记载他可能也就是五尺七寸那么高，而且眼神还不太好。
And there were scars all over his body because of all the persecution that he had faced.
因为他经历了许多迫害、鞭打，他身上还满是伤痕。
His life ended in the dungeon in Rome.
他在罗马的一个地牢里面被杀害。
He was part of Nero's persecution.
他被尼禄，罗马皇帝尼禄所迫害。
Yet somehow, with all the imprisonments and the beatings and the punishment that he took,
但是经过这些牢狱之灾，经过这些肉体上的摧残，
the Apostle Paul was able to make an impact on the world that changed history.
保罗他能够在人类历史上起到一个非常重要的影响。
Today,We call our dogs Nero, and we call our sons Paul.
今天我们给我们的狗命名的时候，可能会管它叫尼禄，但是管我们的儿子命名的时候，会叫他保罗。
So the question is, how was Paul able to change the world?
问题就是保罗怎么样改变世界的呢？
What made the difference in his life?
什么让他的生命如此的不同？
Well, you can say that.Paul had the wind at his back because of the Holy Spirit.
你也许会说保罗身边有圣灵帮助他。
But we also have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit hasn't changed in his power in 2,000 years.
但是我们身上也有圣灵啊，而且虽然经过2000年，圣灵的能力却没有改变。
You say the Apostle Paul had a commission from God.
你也许会说保罗他是被神拣选的。
But we all have a commission too to go to the world and make disciples of all people.
我们也都有大使命，告诉我们要到世界把福音传到地极。
Without minimizing the impact of the Holy Spirit on our lives, I would suggest there is one more quality in his life.
我们不是要贬低圣灵的作用，但是我们确实要看到在保罗的身上有一个特质。
And that was Paul's human spirit.
那就是他作为一个人的一种精神。
His human spirit was dedicating to winning the prize.
他这个精神就是要竭尽全力得到奖赏。
And that motivated everything in his life.
这个精神，是他生命中各种事情的动力。
I'm suggesting this afternoon that if we commit ourselves to the same prize that Paul did, we too can change the world.
所以今天我要告诉大家，如果你像保罗一样有这么大的动力的话，你也能改变世界。
So let's look at three commitments necessary to win the prize.
所以我们看看，保罗身上他的三个最大的这个委身。
The first is complete dedication.
第一个就是全然的献上。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?
在一个跑步比赛里面，所有的人都参加跑步，但只有一个人能得奖。
The imagery behind this illustration by Paul were the Olympic Games.
保罗这里用了一个比喻，就是那个时候的奥林匹克竞赛。
The United States is a sport-obsessed culture.
美国已经是一个非常沉迷于体育运动的文化。
But the Greeks were even more obsessed with it.
但是当年希腊人更加尤甚。
They measured their time in light of the Olympic Games.
竟然他们计时都是以奥运会时间来计时的。
In Western culture, we measure time by the birth of Jesus.
在西方世界，我们用耶稣诞生作为公元的元年。
The Jews measure time from the day of creation.
犹太人把神创造天地作为世界的元年。
The Romans date time from the mythological foundation of Rome.
罗马人用罗马神话的开始作为计时的元年。
But the Greeks measure time from the beginning of the Olympic Games.
但是希腊人把奥运会的发源那一年作为世界的元年。
And when these games occurred, the whole city would come out to celebrate these games.
当这些运动会举行的时候，人们就是倾城而出。
Noble citizens were asked to sit in chairs, and they would judge the contestants.
这个城里面最有名望的人会坐在那个上面观众席的主席台上来评判。
They made sure that people were obeying the rules, even the training in preparation for the games.
他们的责任就是保证大家都是按规矩比赛，甚至都是按照规矩进行训练。
But what impressed Paul was the dedication of the athletes.
但是保罗看到的，让他为之动容的就是这些运动员所投入的。
For 10 months, they went into training.
他们每个人要花十个月的时间进行培训。
They were forbidden to drinking any wine.
这期间他们不能喝酒。
They had a rigorous diet and demanding workouts.
而且得按照一个严格的饮食计划。
They gave up everything to win the prize.
他们基本上把身上所有，就是自己生命中所有东西都放下。
And do you know what the prize was?
他们就要为了得到这个奖赏，奖赏是什么呢？
It was a laurel wreath.
是一个桂冠。
They were completely surrendered their lives to winning this laurel wreath that they would place on their heads.
他们把自己的生命完全的投入，为的就是赢得一顶这样的桂冠。
And Paul says that's the spirit by which we live the Christian life.
保罗说这就是我们应该效法的，作为基督徒过生活的这么一种精神。
We're like a runner in the contest, in the race.
我们就像参加跑步比赛的这个运动员一样。
And when you see that runner at the last part of the race, they're giving their all.
你看到最后冲刺的时候，这个运动员是什么样子的？
They're stretching their legs out as far as they can go and pumping them as fast as they can.
他们就拼命的迈大步，使劲的去往前跑。
Their face is flush with the excitement of being in that race and giving their all.
他脸憋得通红。
Their heart is beating fast. Their lungs are filled with air.
他们就是心跳很快。
As they stretch for that finish line.
在冲刺的时候是竭尽全力。
That's the way the Christian life should be lived.
那就是基督徒要生活的这么一种方式。
If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you are in the race.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，你就在这样一场比赛当中。
Paul goes on to explain it's like a boxer.
保罗又来解释说这就像打拳。
And our lives are not shadow boxing. It's not just pretending that we're in a fight. We're in a fight.
我们的生活不是打太极拳，不是去假装打什么东西。
And we need to go for a knockout of our enemy.
我们真的就是在台上打拳，要去把我们的敌人打倒。
That's the dedication of a person that says, "I follow Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and my Savior."
那就是一个自称跟随主的人。他所要有的投入。
A modern day story of the dedication can be found from the Olympics in 1968.
我们近代、现代也可以找到一个例子，是1968年的一场奥运会。
The capacity crowd had just witnessed the marathon.
场内的观众他们正在观看一个马拉松的比赛。
Where the runners run 26 miles in just a little bit over 2 hours.
这些运动员跑了26英里，花了两个多小时的时间。
So the race had been over for over an hour and a half.
所以这个比赛已经结束了一个半小时了。
They were getting ready to turn the lights off because the stands were empty.
场内已经没有什么观众了，所以工作人员就把灯要关掉。
But all of a sudden, the sirens started blaring and there were lights flashing.
突然听到警车、警笛的声音。
Because there was one more runner coming in.
因为还有最后一个选手正在跑进来。
His name was John Stephen Aquari.
就是这个选手。
He was a runner for Tanzania.
他是为坦桑尼亚 代表坦桑尼亚参赛的选手。
And earlier in the race, he had fallen. He had taken a bad fall, and he was bruised.
这个跑步的时候，他不幸摔倒了，摔得很严重。
But they wrapped his leg up, and they did the necessary medical things, and he got back in the race.
医务人员给他包扎了一下，他就又继续跑。
And though he was obviously injured, he limped around that stadium.
所以因为他伤得很厉害，所以他跑起来一瘸一拐。
And he finally made it to the finish line.
最后终于到达了终点。
One of the reporters that was there that day asked Aquari, they said, why didn't you give up? Everybody knows you were injured.
一个记者就问他说，你为什么不放弃呢？大家都知道你受伤了。
And with quiet dignity, the exhausted athlete replied, my country didn't send me 7,000 miles to start this race.My country sent me to finish it.
所以他就很平静，但是很有尊严地说，我的国家派我飞了7000英里来到这儿，不是来开始一场比赛，而是来完成这场比赛。
That's the passion in our lives.
那就是应该是我们生命的这种热情。
We're not going to quit.
我们不会放弃。
We're not giving up when it gets a little bit tough.
当遇到困难的时候，我们不放弃。
We are dedicated to winning the prize no matter what the cost.
因为我们全身投入就要得到奖赏，不论付出什么。
We are going to finish the race.
我们要完成这场比赛。
That's the first commitment.
那就是我们的第一个委身。
The second commitment is we are striving towards one goal.
第二个我们要做的就是拼命努力，朝向一个目标努力。
Paul says this, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
保罗说
Verse 16.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
So what is the apostle Paul striving toward?
那么保罗他为之奋斗努力的是什么呢？
He is committed to sharing the gospel.
他要全心的传的是福音。
He has to preach it.
他不得不向人传述。
Notice it says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
注意，他说的是，若不传福音，我便有祸了。
You would think he would say, "Woe to the world if they don't hear the gospel."
你也许觉得他应该说，如果世界不听我的福音，他们就有祸了。
But he is saying, if I don't get the message out, if I don't share this gospel message, I'm the one who has neglected my duty.
但保罗说的是，如果我不把这个福音传出去，我就有祸了。
See, sharing the good news is both a commission and an obligation.
传播福音这个大事是既是一个使命，也是一个责任。
It is a commission from God. God has told us, you, my disciples, must go and be fishers, fishermen.
这是神交付给我们的使命。神曾经告诉我们，你们作为我的门徒，要出去得人如得鱼。
The commission even has geographic boundaries to it.
他甚至给我们的使命设了一个地理的界限。
He told every disciple to go to all the world.
他让所有的使徒到全世界所有的地方。
It's also an obligation that we do this.
这也是我们的责任。
Because in the gospel, we find the only hope for the world.
因为只有在福音里面，我们才看到世界的希望。
Let's say that you were a technician and you worked at Stanford Hospital.
咱们想象一下，如果你是斯坦福医院的一个研究人员。
And one day you're putting together some chemicals and you put this on some cancer and it disappears.
也许有一天你把一些东西兑到一块儿，发现哎，它可以治癌症。
You have discovered the cure for cancer.
你发现了治疗癌症的良药。
Imagine if you were to say, well, I'm not going to share this with anyone.
想象一下，你会不会说，我不会告诉别人这个药方。
I can't imagine anyone sharing that unless their heart would be concrete.
除非这些人心像石头一样硬，我们想象不到世上会有人不把这个告诉别人。
To find the cure for cancer and not share it would be a sin against humanity.
找到治疗癌症的药物而不与人分享，那就是对全人类犯了罪。
Yet to know the gospel of Jesus Christ and not share it is a sin against God.
同样，你知道治疗世界的良方，知道这个福音而不与人分享，那你就是对神犯罪。
To know that our sins have been forgiven.
知道我们的罪被赦免了。
To know that all the charges against us have been dropped by God.
知道我们在神面前是被认作无罪了。
To know that we're going to live with God in eternity forever.
知道我们将在永恒中与神同在。
To not share that with someone,
而不去告诉世人，
would be a sin against the gospel.
那就是对福音犯的罪。
We are obligated to sharing this message because it is the only hope for people for their eternal destinies.
我们有责任与世人分享，因为这是世界唯一的指望。
This is not a game that we're playing.
我们不是在做游戏。
We're talking about eternal destinies of people.
关乎每一个人在永恒中的去处。
We're obligated to share this.
我们有责任与世人分享。
Let me show you how important this is.
跟大家分享一下。
A few years ago, my sister called me and said, Scott, my oldest son Joshua, my nephew, had been in a car accident, a head-on collision.
几年前牧师的姐姐给他打电话说他的外甥遇到车祸。
He had two broken legs, a broken ankle, a heel, a shoulder broken, and head injuries.
他的两腿都断了，然后这个膝盖也断了，头也受了伤。
His life hung in the balance.
他是命悬一线。
But you know what I thought about at that moment?
你知道牧师当时心里想的是什么？
It wasn't how fast or how strong Joshua was.
他想到的不是他的外甥曾经多么强壮，跑得多快。
What I thought about was I know Joshua had received the gospel, and if he were to die, he would go to heaven.
他想到的是他知道他的外甥知道福音，他已经信神了，如果他死的话，他会在天堂里。
That is such a comfort in those critical hours.
在那个时候，这个是非常让人得安慰的。
Because every person you meet this week is only one breath away from eternity.
因为你现在身边的每一个人和死亡只是一口气的差距，和永恒只是一口气的差距。
The prize that we have, the prize that we strive for, is to share the good news with people.
我们想要为之奋斗的这个奖赏就是与人分享这个信息。
Nothing else matters.
别的都无关紧要。
The third commitment.
第三个。
Is a willingness to sacrifice.
就是要愿意献身。
Let me just give you some of the highlights of this next passage.
再读一下。
Though I am free,And belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone.
十九，我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人。
Verse 20, to the Jews, I became like a Jew.
为要多得人，像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。
Verse 21, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law.
二十一节，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人。
In the first 15 verses of chapter 9, Paul says he's willing to give up all of his rights to share the gospel.
这一章的前半段，保罗就着重讲述他愿意把世上所有东西都放下来传福音。
He gave up the right of hospitality.
他把他所有的权利都放下。
He gave up the right to sleep in a bed.
他放下自己能够在一个享受安逸生活的权利。
He gave up the right to be married.
他放下了一个可以结婚的权利。
He gave up the right to be paid.
他放下了一个能够得到工钱的权利。
He gave up all of these rights so that he could share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他把自己所有的权利都放下了，为的就是传福音。
Let's face it.
我们面对。
Paul was a fanatic.
保罗是个狂人。
And it is only fanatics that make an impact in time.
但事实上，只有狂人才能做出贡献。
It is only people who are willing to sacrifice all that ever make a dent in time.
如果大家都不是狂人，那么你们也无法在史上留下任何的痕迹。
The big problem with fanatics, though, is that many times they build walls instead of bridges.
但是狂人有一个麻烦，就是他们经常在身边筑起围墙，而不是桥梁。
Many times fanatics turn people off.
很多时候，一个狂人会把人吓跑。
So Paul says, not only did I give up my rights, but I also gave up my liberty.
所以保罗说，我不仅仅是把我的权利放下，我也把我的自由放下。
He said that he became a slave to a person's philosophy.
他就成为别人的哲学思想的奴仆。
To the Jews, he would talk like he was Jewish.
他跟犹太人谈话的时候，他就像犹太人那样谈话。
To the Greeks, he would talk like he was a cosmopolitan man.
像希腊人谈话的时候，他就像一个大都市里面的人那样谈话。
To the weak, he would talk like he was a weak man.
像软弱的人谈话，他就自己就像一个软弱的人。
Now he didn't compromise the gospel.
但是他没有把福音有任何的删减。
What he is saying in this text is that he gave up his liberty to have his own way of doing it.
他说的就是他放下自己这个自由，就是他想怎么样讲福音的这个自由。
And he said to reach people, I would use their context, their language, and their culture to do it.
为了要让别人明白福音，他就用这些人的文化背景，用他们的语言来向他们讲述福音。
Later on it says, so that by all possible means I might save some.
Which verse?
That is 22.
所以他说为要得到这些人。
And you can almost hear somebody saying, Paul, you don't save anybody.
你也许会说，保罗，你自己可救不了谁。
The Spirit of God saves people.
是神的灵来救人。
But Paul would say in response, I act as though I save them. I give myself in order to save them.
但是保罗的回答就是，我要做的就像好像是我在救人一样。
The person would say, but Paul, you don't save them.
但也有人会说，但是保罗，你不能救人。
And Paul says, away with your easy talk.
保罗说，去你边了。
I go after people as if it totally depended on me.
我去找这些人，就好像这些人就指着我来救他们一样。
And I pray as if it totally depended on God.
但是我祷告就好像是我完全完全指着神一样。
People that do that make an impact.
那样做的人才能产生影响。
When I read this passage, I'm ashamed of the shallowness of my commitment to the gospel.
当我读这段的时候，我觉得为自己所做不到的而觉得羞愧。
When I see the lives of these great heroes, it humbles me.
当我看到记载了这些伟大的人物的时候，让我觉得很谦卑。
But it also inspires me.
但是它还是激励我。
To do more.
做更多。
To believe more.
更加相信。
To trust God for great things.
更加相信神能做大事。
Let me share one more story of a spiritual giant.
再跟大家分享一个属灵巨人的故事。
His name is Clarence Jordan.
他叫 Clarence, 乔丹。
And he was a man with unusual abilities and commitments.
他是一个非常有能力的人。
He had earned two PhDs during his education.
他有两个博士学位。
He had a PhD in Greek and a PhD in agriculture.
他有一个希腊语的博士，还有一个农学的博士。
He was so gifted he could have chosen any job and been paid a huge salary.
他非常有才华，他想做什么事情都能赚好多钱。
But he was a disciple of Jesus Christ.
但是他是主耶稣的使徒，信徒。
And God called him to start a farm in Georgia.
神呼召他去佐治亚州开一个农场。
And the people that he wanted to minister to were poor blacks and poor whites together.
他要服侍的就是当地的穷苦的黑人和穷苦的白人一起。
All this happened in the 1940s.
这些都是在1940年代。
And I need to tell you a very ugly chapter of American history.
不得不跟大家讲述一个美国历史的黑暗年代。
In the 1940s, whites hated blacks.
在1940年代，白人厌恶黑人。
And so the townspeople stood against Clarence Jordan.
所以这个镇上的人特别的讨厌约旦。
They would organize boycotts to their produce.
他们甚至组织抵制他这个农场产的农产品。
When the workers came into town, they would slice their tires.
农场的工人进城卖东西。发现自己车胎都被人扎了。
They were always being called names.
而且人们一见他们就叫骂。
Finally, after 14 years, the townspeople had enough.
这样过了十四年，这个镇的人觉得他们已经受够了。
And in 1954, a group called the Ku Klux Klan came to their farm.
1954年，三 K 党人来到他们的农场。
And that night, they burned every barn, every house that was on that property, except for Clarence Jordan's.
那一天晚上，他们除了这个乔丹的房子没有被烧，其他农场上一切的仓库房子全都被烧了。
And into that house, they pumped hundreds of bullets.
但是对乔丹的房子，他们就开枪射击。
Miraculously, no one was killed.
但是奇迹的就是没有一个人受伤，没有一个人被杀，没有一个人被杀害。
But everyone left.
但是每个人都跑了。
Except for one black family.
只有一家黑人没有走。
And while they were burning the cross and burning the buildings, Clarence Jordan heard the voices of people that he went to church with.
当这些人在农场上，放火的时候，乔丹听出他们的声音。认出他们有些是教会里的人。
The next day, one of those voices came to his farm.
第二天，就一个这样，当时有一个烧农场的人来到他的家中。
He was a news reporter for the newspaper.
这是当地一个小报的记者。
And he said to Clarence, he said, Clarence, I've heard the awful news.
他来了以后对这个人说，对乔丹说，我听说你这儿发生了事情。
I just came out to write the story of.How you've lost everything.
我想来写一篇报道，来报道你怎么样失去了一切。
And how your farm is closing down.
想报道一下你这个农场关门。
But Clarence was hoeing and planting as this reporter was talking.
但是 Clarence 他就一边锄地一边播种。
And the reporter tried to get Clarence to become angry, so he just kept saying, well, when are you closing up? When are you leaving?
这个小报记者就想试图激怒 Clarence， 他就说：“你什么时候关门啊？什么时候走人啊
？”He finally said, "He goes, well, Mr. Jordan, you've got them two PhDs."
然后他最后就说：“说乔丹啊，你有两个博士学位。
”And you've got 14 years into this farm.
你在这个农场花了十四年的时间。
And there's nothing left of all of it.
但是你现在什么也没剩下。
Just how successful do you think you've been?
你觉得你很成功吗
？Well, Clarence stopped hoeing.
Clarence 他就放下手里的东西。
He replied to the reporter.
他回答道
：“Well, about as successful as the cross.
他说像十字架一样成功。
Sir, I don't think you understand us. What we are is not about success, but faithfulness.” We're staying. Good day.
他说，也许不理解我，但是我和十字架是一样成功的。他说，再见。
What are you willing to lose? To reach lost people.
为了要得人，你想要失去什么呢？你愿意失去什么？
Disciples sacrifice it all.
神的门徒，他们甘愿牺牲一切。
I'd like to end with a trivia quiz about American culture.
我们在美国文化上问大家一个问题。
By the way, Koinonia Farm is still in existence today. You can go on. I encourage you to go on YouTube and find the details of this story. It's amazing.
这个农场今天还在那儿，大家可以去查一下。
Here's the trivia quiz.
这个是我们的问题。
This is on TV from 1961 to 1998. It was on Saturday afternoons, 3 o'clock. Jim McKay was the host. Anybody know what it was? It was called Wide World of Sports.
这个人主持节目叫做体育的狂野世界。
And they had this great tagline as they started the program.
他们每次开始这个节目之前都讲一句话。
They'd say the thrill of victory.
说胜利的喜悦。
And they showed this skier coming down a ski jump in the Olympics.
然后演的就是这个滑速滑的人的镜头。
And then the agony of defeat.
然后说失败的痛苦。
As a guy fell off the side and just tumbled through the crowds.
下面放出就是一个人，他滑坏了，然后摔倒了。
The name of this guy is Vinko Belakcik, and he was from Yugoslavia.
这个是南斯拉夫的一个选手。
And for 40 years, every Saturday morning, they showed his defeat.
连续四十年，每个星期六，大家都能看到他失败的场景。
You know, as Christians, we can be defeated too.
作为一个基督徒，我们也能承受失败。
The Apostle Paul knew that he could be defeated.
保罗知道他也会被打败。
This is what he says in, I'm sorry, verse 28. Or 27. No, I beat my body and make it a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
保罗在二十六节说，他说，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我打拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
We're not in competition with each other.
我们不是跟彼此竞赛。
Everyone who gives himself or herself to winning people will receive the prize.
每一个舍己去得人的人都能够最终得到奖赏。
But there can be defeat.
但是他们也能够遇到失败。
And defeat is forgetting why we're here.
I don't get it.
Defeat is forgetting the mission that we're on.
他们被打败的时候，就是他们忘了自己的责任的时候。
The defeat would be being distracted from doing the most important thing.
被打败就是忘了自己要做的是什么。
But there is a thrill.
但是也有一个非常激动人心的地方。
And the thrill would be leading one person to Jesus Christ.
这个就是带领一个人信主。
And even a greater thrill would be having God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
而且更加大的奖赏就是听到神说，你们做得很好，我的忠心的仆人。
So I want to end with some practical steps.
所以我就跟大家讲一些实用的步骤。
Start praying about three people that you could have a relationship with.
开始为三个人祷告。
Just pray for them. Don't tell them you're praying for them. Just pray for them.
就是为他们私下祷告，不用告诉他们。
And then look around for the hurting.
然后寻找那些受伤害的人。
There are so many lonely people in our world.
因为世上有很多孤独的人。
There are kids that are going to go to school and they'll sit by themselves and have to eat lunch.
这样一些上学的小朋友，他们也会没有人讲话，自己一个人坐在那儿。
And they're in your office and they're in your neighborhood.
他们也是在你的办公室里面，在你的社区里面都有这样的人。
Look for the hurting.
去找到这些人。
And then become friends with people that are not in the church.
然后跟那些不去教会的人交朋友。
We're not supposed to run away from the world.
我们不能从世上逃跑。
We're supposed to run to them with the gospel message.
我们要跑向他们，带给他们福音。
79% of people who come to faith in Jesus Christ do so through a relationship.
79% 的人都是因为从认识的人那儿听到福音的。
So this is number four. Invite that person to your dining room table.
然后请那个人来吃饭。
You say, well, I'm not a good cook.
你也许觉得你做饭不好吃。
I can make popcorn in the microwave.
我可以做用微波炉来做爆米花。
All you do is you push it in and then you push the popcorn button.
你只需要把它放到微波炉里然后按一个按钮就好了。
So you say, come on over, I make the best popcorn you'll ever have.
你可以说你们来吃我做的爆米花。
And just find out about their life.
发现去对他们生活感兴趣。
Ask them about their family.
去询问他们家人的情况。
Ask them about their work.
询问他们工作的情况。
And their hobbies.
问问他们有什么喜好。
And their interests.
有什么兴趣爱好。
And listen.
然后倾听。
And then finally, when the door opens, know how to lead them to Jesus.
然后当你终于打开一扇门的时候，知道怎么样带他们归主。
And it's very easy to lead a person to Christ.
领人信主是很容易的。
Just explain to them how you came to know Christ.
你只需要向他们解释一下你是如何信的。
There is no plan B.
所以没有 B 计划。
Those five steps are the only steps that will transform this community, this state, this country, and the world.
这五个步骤是我们能够拯救世界的唯一的这个计划。
May God bless you as you do your mission.
让神保守你